This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The chairman of the Democrat National Committee continues to build on her outrageous statements attacking those Republicans that are also pro-life. If Ebola or ISIS were diminishing the population of the U.S. as much as abortion, it would be called the Dark Ages. Nevertheless, Debbie Wasserman Schultz claims that her opponents are scarier than either Ebola or ISIS. Sean Carney of the 40 Days for Life campaign visited the work of pro-life advocates in this campaign in Syracuse, New York. The location is significant because it is the first location of a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. This 40 Days for Life campaign is in its final week. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America is explaining how Planned Parenthood gets away with saying that only 3% of its services are abortion-related. Now, this may oversimplify Hawkins' explanation, but to keep it short, it's a lot like saying McDonald's serves few hamburgers because each French fry counts as one serving. The most damning part of her analysis is that nearly 94% of pregnant women who go to the nation's number one abortion provider leave Planned Parenthood without their baby. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.